One Voice Recordings presents The Pit and the Pendulum by Edgar Allan Poe and performed by David Ian Davies.
I was sick, sick unto death with that long agony. And when they at length unbound me and I was permitted to sit, I felt that my senses were leaving me. The sentence, the dread sentence of death, was the last of distinct accentuation that reached my ears. After that, the sound of the inquisitorial seemed merged in one dreamy, indeterminate hum. It conveyed to my soul the idea of revolution, perhaps with its association in fancy with the burr of a mill wheel. This was only for a brief period, for presently I heard no more. Yet for a while, I saw, but without terrible an exaggeration, I saw the lips of the black-robed judges. They appeared to me to be white and thin, even to grotesqueness, thin with the intensity of their expression of firmness, of immovable resolution, of stern contempt, of human torture. I saw that the decrees of what to me was fate were still issuing from those lips. I saw them writhe with a deadly locution. I saw them fashion the syllables of my name, and I shuddered because no sound succeeded. I saw, too, for a few moments of delirious horror, the soft and nearly imperceptible waving of the sable draperies which enwrapped the walls of the apartment. And then my vision fell upon the 7 tall candles upon the table. At first they wore the aspect of charity, and seemed white, slender angels who would save me. But then all at once there came a most deadly nausea of my spirit, and I felt every fiber in my frame thrill as if I had touched the wire of a galvanic battery.